Let's figure out your day here. What happened? Like, did you end up golfing today?
I golfed, yeah. Me and my buddy Tuck.
Your buddy?
Just
your
two buddies. Yeah, a couple of pals out there playing.
Wow.
Played with Darcy and TJ and John, three great guys.
TJ and John.
Coppinwood, yeah, the full shout-out. Yeah, Coppinwood's an incredible track, as O would know, and O should have been there today. We missed him, but I guess he was... You know,
busy.
Doing things. And, yeah, he had technology and stuff to take care of. But, no, it was great. Yeah, it was great. I shot 82, and I think that was low round. Tucker shot 82 as well. And we paired up. We were a team, and
82?
We took some cash. And, oh, I was feeling it, dude.
Oh, so you're
was
telling me
ball?
You just showed up. You don't like talking to anybody you don't really know. And all of a sudden, you ended up in a money game. That's
yeah.
what I'm to...
It was a money game. Team low, everything, dude. They were pushing on 18. I threw a dart in on 18 and tapped one in for par. And
was it a scramble, or was it like you shot a legitimate 82, or is it you and Tux together?
No, legit 82. He was an 82. I was an 82. We were dialed. And it was just a beautiful day, a beautiful morning with old friends up at Coppinwood.
Oh, my God.
It was outstanding.
And yeah. Why are you asking for his cell phone number? Is
well, I'm going to shoot him a note. Just say thanks for having me out. Thanks
yes,
for taking
buddies.
Care of me. It was great. And Dan Quinn, I want to give a shout-out to our buddy Dan as well.
Isn't Dan Quinn like a – he's a really good golfer, isn't he? The former hockey player Dan
no,
Quinn?
No, this
that
isn't
–
this is our buddy Danny
oh,
Quinn. This
okay.
isn't the former hockey player.
Okay, because
yeah.
that guy –
he was
guy...
out there tooting around. Good to see him. And that's O's guy. I mean, I'm just picking up the shrapnel. These are all O's buddies and O's connections and O's – friendships, and there I am, just kind of yeah. kicking in the background.
Well, I actually got a note from Dan as well saying, word around the clubhouse is your guy had a pretty good day out here. And I wrote back, I said, Dan, cut the crap with that kind of talk. You know how, like, if somebody had a good day, it might kind of reverberate through the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not what happened. That's that didn't
oh,
happen.
Oh, it's what
he
happened.
Goes, Jeff, I'm serious. Apparently he had a good day.
Yep.
They might have, you know. Yeah, and then Tux is texting me now. Yeah, we killed it today. Me and me
Hazy.
And Hazy B.
Yeah. Hazy B. They're best buddies now.
Hazy like, B and Tux. We're going to have a little podcast going maybe in the future. Who knows?
Did he?
A golf podcast.
Did he bring up anything like, I used to hate your guts, but I like
no.
you now? Like
no,
anything
no,
like
no.
that?
I mean,
Miles, if you have his number, cold call him right now because I honestly have to hear this. Because I know Hayes, he would have shown up, and he's so shy when he doesn't want to, he would just be like, hey, you know, like, what are we doing? Are we on time? You wouldn't have said, hey, man, let's get the cash game going.
No, of course, I'm not going to be the one that generates that kind of conversation. I mean, it's the three of them are buddies. They play together all the time. It's their course. I mean, I'm not going to roll in and be like, what are we doing here? How are we going to get creative? I want to take some cash. I'm feeling good, et cetera. It was, you know, the three of them leading the charge, and I was in the background, and it was, you know how the place is set up. I mean, I was waiting at the first tee. The three of them were on the range, or I don't know where they were or what they were doing.
You were early.
I wouldn't necessarily say I was early, but I was like, I guess I'm just going to go wait by the first tee and see when these guys show up. And they did, and we worked out the teams, and it was all good. We saw Rafi Torres was out there, too, playing behind us. We saw Rafi, and...
Well, we got your new best buddy on the line. Tux, can you explain what happened out there? Like, just his general mood. Like, was he grumpy and he not personable? Like, explain what happened.
So I'm not going to lie to you, O-Dog. I think you're out as my partner. Hazy B is my new partner. We absolutely destroyed it today. I had two buddies out there, and they couldn't believe Hayes was dialed in. I said he was...
What do you mean by dialed in? Like, what was dialed in? The driver, the putter?
The driver was dialed in. Like, mm-hmm. he hit it down the middle. I don't think he missed the fairway. Maybe one fairway all day he missed. His putter was a little bit off, but mm-hmm. not that far off, because yep. he goes from the right to the left with the putter, but that's okay. I don't mind that. But other than that, like, we fricked and fracked it around there pretty good today.
It was outstanding. Right. And every time, after every hole, these guys, they got so many different games going on and different things on every hole and every back nine. I just look at Tux every once in a while. I'm like, I think we're rolling. Like, I think we're in a good place. He just nodded his head.
We weren't just rolling. Hazy was, like, so dialed in. Mm-hmm. At one point, Dan came out to the fairway, and I'm like, I picked the best horse in the race today. He was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a sandbag invitation on my end. I'll be honest, because like I got asked, TJ asked on the second tee box, I think he's like, what's your cap? And I'm like, I'm like 10, but, you know, I might shoot 80, 82, I might shoot 93, 94. And then on that second hole, that par three, you know that, where it's actually 11, but you play it on two. I roped the four iron, like, pin high right after that. And I'm like, here we go. I set the tone, and we just kept cooking from there, right? I mean, that was it.
Yeah, we were cooking. I couldn't believe that this guy hits irons like that. So we were on 17. Everybody's in the middle of the fairway. And Hazy just ropes in a six iron there to about 12 feet and then lifts it out. I'm like, this guy, honest to God, he could actually shoot under 100 at the National. He could do it.
Ooh, oh, that Lord. Is a bold statement.
Well, he could do it, guys. Like, I didn't believe it before because he has some seriously outrageous takes on stupid shit, but he could actually do it.
Well, that's where I was going to go, Tux, because before you got to know him and your best friends all of a sudden, like, did you not think that this guy was, like, you know, a guy that just shoots from the hip? Like, I always got the impression that you were like, I can't stand Brian Hayes, but all of a sudden you're best friends now.
Well, it's not that I couldn't stand Brian Hayes. It's the fact that I didn't know Brian Hayes, and he had these, like, Wendell Clark's not in the top. Like, I don't get some of the things that comes out of his mouth. But now that I see him on the golf course, I'll take him as my partner all day long.
There you go. Well, and I don't want that to stop, because it's been an ongoing bit for about 6 years where, especially when we're in studio, I'll just lean over and say, read that, and it's Tucker being like, that's the dumbest take I've ever heard anyone say in the history of radio. And I assume that'll continue. I love how my takes were based – my golf game and my ability on the course was based on my stupidity on the radio and the takes. But no, I proved everyone wrong.
Your golf game supersedes anything that you say otherwise on the radio.
There you go. I like it. Oh, you're awfully quiet over there.
I'm just a little bit shocked. Like, I thought it would be so uncomfortable. I thought I was going to get a text from Tux on the third hole saying, this guy's a mute. He does not talk. He's weird. He's uncomfortable. He wants to know when we're leaving. That's what I thought I was getting. And I was going to have to say, just give him a couple hours. He'll warm up to it. But I guess you were just right into it. And you and Tux are just best buds now. So
Yeah. That's right.
No, I took him as my partner right off the get-go. I said, first tee, I'm like, me and Hayes against you two. And the boys were like, okay, we'll take you. And we just put the foot on the gas. It was like lights out. The boys were sucking on their thumbs by the middle of the back nine, and they didn't know what to do with themselves.
No, they didn't. I mean, they were asking on 18. They're like, are we still alive here? And nope, you're not. Mathematically, you were gone a long time ago. I asked for a breakfast ball on 1-2, and apparently that doesn't fly in Coppenwood. Like, the boys are awfully quiet with because I roped one left, and it was like, that's not really how we play here. But
but you want me to tell you a story? He roped one left, laid one up in front of the green, chipped, and putted it in from 12 feet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Partner.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Partner.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your thanks to our golf correspondent here. Thanks for the update. I hope it was truthful, because I've never really seen that kind of mojo, but I'm glad it happened today. Thanks, Tux, for this.
Well, I'm a little weirded out, because yesterday you were saying I was a cheater, so I don't know what the hell is going on around here.
No, that's false. That is a bogus claim.
There is a question. Like, legitimately, Tux, did both of you guys shoot 82, or was there breakfast balls and fluffing in the rough?
Nothing.
Nothing. What about both 82? I will say this. I was, like, absolutely shocked the way he hit the ball today. The way O-Dog talked, I thought he was going to be like this hack and whack and slash it all over the place and maybe make a par here or there.
Well, he is that. Right? I played with that guy yesterday, so I don't know what happened today.
I came around. I was in the presence of Darcy Tucker and the boys. I mean, John, TJ, everyone just made it very comfortable. Maybe you're the issue.
Maybe I am.
I play with you, I'm a chop.
Okay.
Well, he is the issue because he drives up on the green when you're trying to hit your second shot. He's standing there going, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly what
we
got
to go here, buddy. We got stuff to get to.
All right, brother.
See you, buddy.
Cheers, right. Boys.
There he is, my pal, Darcy Tucker.
My pal.
Yep.
Best
my buddy,
buddies.
My amigo. Best buddies.
I love
Hazy
it.
Hazy B and Tux. Hashtag.
I love it. No, I did say that, though, Hayes. Did I not say last week that I believe that O gets into your head? And
yeah.
I think even Duthie or Ray backed it up and was like, absolutely, O can get into a person's head because he's a very good golfer. And he's staring at you, shaking his head internally, not doing it, but just you know what he's thinking when you're
right.
winding up.
Well, and it makes sense now because when we were on the first tee and we were working out teams, you know, Darcy was like, okay, I'll take Hayes. But now that I think about it, it was like a reluctant, I guess I'm with this guy because O's been – chat me up as if I'm one of the worst golfers in the history
of the
sport. I've
never said that.
No, I know, but you legitimately were saying I wouldn't break 200 at the National.
And I still believe that.
Well, that's outrageous.
Okay.
That's outrageous. Tucker just said I'd break 100. 100. Based on the way I was playing today. Tee to green, I was money.
Well, unfortunately, this summer, the whole summer, they did not allow guests. So we'll have to find out in the next... Maybe next summer they'll allow guests because they did not allow guests the whole summer.
Yeah, people continue to ask that. You know, eventually we will get there, but they never allowed anybody in. So they weren't going to let us in with cameras and all that kind of stuff. And,
right.
You know, we will get to the National at some point.